connecting to the real nerds is so easy. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, at Real Nerds. We also have Instagram. You can call us, 720-6NERDS5. You want to email us? You can do that too, realnerds@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2016. We have a fantastic interview lined up for you. Enjoy.
All right, we are live here at Denver Comic Con. It's still day two, 2016, and we are sitting here with Roberto. Roberto, say hi.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Is this,
yeah, still have a pulse.
good. You're still alive here at Denver Comic Con.
Somehow.
Yeah, how's the show been for you so far?
It's been amazing.
Yeah?
I love the cosplay. Everyone's so cool. Relax.
Yeah.
And great to talk to you too, James.
Thank you so much. So what's been like a highlight of the show so far for you?
Oh, best highlight?
Yeah.
Was on Friday, I got to get an autograph by Stan Lee.
Did you?
Yeah.
How long were you in line?
Oh my goodness, it felt like 2 hours.
I bet it was 2 hours. I bet it felt like nothing. I bet it was 2 hours.
But
the line, I can see it. We're at the other side of the convention, and I feel like I can see it backing up. Like, it's insane.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And then, like, I tried to sneak in a photo.
Yeah?
But they...
Oh, because you were like, I don't want to pay for it, but how about I just snap a quick pic? And so, they were not having it, were they?
No, I had the camera hanging around my neck.
Yeah.
And I had it on record, and I took out the lens. And right when I was getting close to the line, they're like, can you cap the lens? I was like, damn.
Oh, that's too funny. Oh, they know. They know what people are trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
But how is Stan? Is he cool?
Dude, he's so cool.
Man.
You know, I think he's like 93 or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really chill he's guy. Like, the chillest... Like, I love the guy, but chillest old dude ever.
Yeah. Well, he's everybody's grandpa, right? Like, everyone in this building right now, he is their grandfather. You know? And he's just the neatest guy. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I didn't think he was... He looks short. He's, like, pretty short.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he used to be tall. He's getting old. He's starting to shrink.
Yeah, he's 93 up there.
Right, yeah. After that, at a certain point, you know, you just take what you can get. But that's really cool. Awesome. What? Anything else that you've seen or stuff you bought or anything cool?
Oh, I bought like so many stuff. It's funny because like before I even got to the con, I made money. I was like, all right, this is going to be this. This is going to be here.
Right. Yeah. This is the limit, man.
Yeah. And I was like, eh.
I just blow through that.
Yeah. It goes by quick.
It does.
Like the most ridiculous thing, and it's like so awesome.
Yeah.
Is like that life-size... action figure of the Arkham Knight. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, yes, right.
But it's like the Arkham Knight Batman, and it looks so cool.
Yeah.
But it's like ridiculous amount.
What is it?
I think it's like around 15,000, I think.
Oh, man.
I was
going to guess 10, so yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's insane.
That's close enough.
Right.
I was like, can I sell my kidney? I don't know how much that goes in the black market.
Very cool. So what is it? Are you here for the comics? You're here for the games? You're here for the movies? What's the thing that you love?
I'm here for like everything.
All
like,
of it.
I knew this is actually my first year going here.
Cool. Congratulations.
So, thanks.
You finally found us.
I finally got to go here.
Yeah, welcome.
And finally get to see James.
Welcome to your people. We've been waiting for you to get here, Roberto.
Everybody's just chilling on a chair.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Right. When's he gonna arrive? Cool.
But it's so cool because like the cosplay is amazing.
Yeah,
I get to see really cool cosplay. Get to meet amazing people, and then just like buying the stuff in general is so cool.
It's really great. it's a cool show.
Yeah, and like I have not met anyone that has been like very sour. Everyone's like so nice. Everybody's so chill. It's like everybody gets along no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's the coolest thing. That's why I like going to cons.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first time going to Denver Comic Con. I usually go to NDK every year.
Yeah.
But the only sad part is I didn't cosplay.
What do you usually cosplay as?
You know what? I haven't cosplayed ever.
Oh. But seeing all these people, you're like, damn, I gotta get on this.
This
is my chance.
Yeah, I gotta strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, maybe I'll bring a t-shirt and see if everybody can sign it.
Well, that's a good idea.
And or draw whatever they want.
Yeah.
It's not going so hot, but it's still going.
It's a good idea. The problem with it is that a lot of, especially the artists, when they do commissions or they do sketches, it takes them a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
And also, they charge for it. So yeah, I get your T-shirt will become very expensive.
Very
nice. You're like, oh yeah, you know, Dave Johnson and Tony Moore and Zach Howe, all these guys have all drawn on my shirt. It's you know, it's a T-shirt. It's worth about $3,000. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, it's a cool idea. The hat would be a good one. Because a hat you could leave, right? So a hat you could like, you could drop it off and say, hey, if you would you draw this on this part of the hat? And then come back in, you know, an hour or whatever when they're done. That's a good idea. See, man, that's not bad. Anyway.
See, I wanted to do that. I mean, I did buy a hat so they can draw on that one too.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of sketchy, but you know what? My friend convinced me.
Yeah.
I'm like hopping here and topics left and right.
It's all good. It's the internet. No one cares.
Have ADHD. Yeah. My friend actually came here and he was telling me one time he got to meet... what's his name? Kevin Conroy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Kevin Conroy, and I think he might have met Mark Hamill. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember if Mark Hamill's been here.
But, like, Kevin Conroy, he's like, I almost cried.
Oh,
and that's how I almost felt like with Stan Lee. I was like, oh, God.
So I don't want to show off, but my co-host, who's not here right now, he was moderating the Kevin Conroy panel.
Are you serious?
Yes. So Kevin Conroy has one of our shirts. And it was the year that we had themed it like a Batman shirt. This year's Star Trek, but it was a Batman shirt. He said Kevin Conroy is one of the nicest guys. Like, he was so impressed. And had a real potty mouth behind the set, which you didn't, like, you know, like, talking to him personally was, like, super cool. So, yeah, it was really special.
He's like Samuel Jackson.
I don't know if he was that level. Which is a really laid-back kind of guy, you know. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, the number of people you can meet here, and you know what's kind of special and fun about Denver Comic Con is because it is this fundraiser for Pop Culture Classroom, that they get a lot of the stars to get involved in ways. So last year, Alan Tudyk was here, and he's like, and they do this with a lot of the stars. I'm sure it's happened this year too. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
They'll get the stars to come down to the kids area and like read books to all the kids. And you know, so last year I'm walking by and here's Alan Tudyk like reading these funny books and like doing the voices and just being really entertaining. You're like, this is just free. Like, this is just a thing happening where they're just, you know, trying to entertain the kids.
That's so cool.
It's a really special event, and I love it. We've been here every year. It's some of the most fun I have all year round. So it's really cool.
Now, is it only kids that get to see that, or?
No, well, I mean, like, for the Alan Tudyk thing, the whole area was just jam-packed. But it's like it's in the kids zone over here where, you know, kids can play and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's all kind of games for them to do. And then there's like a stage. And so they, you know, hopefully all of the adults are adult about it and they let the kids come up and be in front. But then around there, yeah, everybody was just like standing and watching and, you know. But it was really entertaining. It was really fun.
I was saying, you could just try shaving your beard and look all young.
If I shave my beard, I don't get that young. I still look like a 6 foot tall fat guy. Like, it doesn't matter. But yeah, it's a really cool, special event. So yeah, that's really fantastic. What is there that you haven't got to do yet that you're really excited? Or like, are there artists that you want to meet that you haven't got to talk to yet?
Actually, the Cyanide and Happiness.
Oh yeah,
those guys. Like, I know they're like more internet famous, but
yeah,
I wanted to see them, and I think they're like right down there. I don't even know.
Oh man,
I'm pointing, and they're right. Kept over like, where is he pointing at?
It's okay, they don't care. That's cool,
and.
Yeah.
I'm like excited for tomorrow because Jeffrey D. Morgan's coming here.
Yeah.
And I got like, I'm a huge Walking Dead fan.
Yeah.
Like, I've read the comics, I'm all the way caught up.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, we're at the Whisper of War.
Yeah.
And so I have like issue 100 of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And it's like this really cool one because it's like oil painted, like the cover.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's the second cover, so it's like, it shows Rick and like a lot of dead bodies from like the whole entire past of The Walking Dead.
I have that cover too. It's a good
one. It's really cool, isn't
it? Yep.
And I love it because it's like, you know, okay, now I'm drawing a blank.
Well, you got everybody from the show that or from the book that's ever died is all back.
Yeah,
right?
They're just,
and it's a great retrospective cover.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's like issue 100 is like when the first time Negan comes out.
Yep.
So I'm like, I gotta get this autograph by Jeffrey D. Morgan.
That would be cool.
And my friend keeps giving me crap because I'm like, it's Jeffrey D. Morgan, that's Negan. He's like, no, that's Thomas Wayne. We know him from Batman.
Oh, come of all right. It's not even the comedian. We're gonna go to Thomas
the,
and Wayne.
The comedian, like, yes.
Like the dude doesn't have a, hardly a line, and it's such a wasted role. Man, bring your friend in here. We're gonna talk.
We're gonna have to get him.
Yeah, seriously. Come on. Anyway, yeah, that'll be a cool one. That'll be a really cool.
And that's I'm like, holy crap, Jeffrey D. Morgan.
That's so awesome.
Cool.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for stopping by. This has been really fun. Is there like, are you promoting something? Do you have anything? Do you want to throw it out for people to find you, or do you want to stay elusive? You don't have to like, you know, don't share on the internet everything about you, man. They'll find you. Tell
my,
me.
My social security number.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, if you got anything.
Nope. I just want to say, everybody, you know, who's a big geek and nerd out there, it's okay, you know.
Absolutely.
Embrace that inner nerd, because, you know, when I was a kid, I was kind of shy about that. I was like a big anime nerd. You know, I played Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic, all this stuff. So just embrace it, man. Forget what anyone said. And, you know, because there's a lot of nice people out here, and there's a lot of people that, you know, we're like one big family.
Preach it, sir. Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for stopping by.
It's
been so a good
awesome,
one.
James.
Absolutely. You too.
Thank you so much for listening to this exclusive interview from Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. I'd like to thank Denver Comic Con and Pop Culture Classroom for giving us this opportunity. Thanks. Bye. Real Nerds is a Nebulous Visions multimedia production. We would also like to thank Sparks Mandrill for our music. Additional music from Ben Sounds. Thank you to Alamo Drafthouse. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics. And thank you for listening to the Real Nerds Podcast.